Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
Our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Well-known pollster George Barna reported that many people today call themselves casual Christians. What's it mean? Well, its basic overtones are uncommitted, hit and miss, when we feel like it. But here's how Paul describes the Christian life. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Note that word, treasure. Paul treasured what God had put within him. He protected it, rejoiced over it, and maximized it. Does that mean the Christian life will be easy or trouble-free? Of course not. Paul continues, "We never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on the things that cannot be seen. For the things that we see now will soon be gone, and the things that we cannot see will last forever." Note that our present troubles produce for us a glory. God uses life experiences, good and bad, to enrich, sharpen, deepen, and stabilize us. What we believe and speak during difficult times determines the quality of our spiritual life and future. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, "I believed and therefore I spoke," we also believe and therefore speak. So instead of seeing your situation as working against you, stand up in faith today and declare, "This is working for me."
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.